Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Keith, I'll start with this. It's been 20 years since that 2004 World Series championship. I'm going to steal a line from the one and only Joe Castiglione. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's, I can, yeah, but it's... You know, it's crazy how fast 20 years goes, but, you know, we're really excited to get back there, see the old teammates and, you know, be able to share and, you know, sharing this memory with the fans. And it's always nice to keep it alive. You know, it's nice to be remembered.
And I want to hit on the fans because every championship in the record books counts the same, but this one just means so much more to the region. And, you know, you think about it being 20 years ago, and it still means so much to the people here. So what does it mean to you that people are overcome with joy seeing the video of you tossing the ball to Doug Minkiewicz or you, you know, jumping into the arms of Jason Varitek?
Yeah, I mean, it you know, obviously it was my one and only championship. So that's, you know, that, I hold that in pretty high regard. But, you know, like we were talking about off air, like you don't play in Boston and not realize what you're doing. You know, and I was fortunate enough to play on the 04 team after, especially after 03, after everything went down. It's probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. So it's one of those things that, you know, we were so proud to be able to win that for the people, you know, for the fans. Just get that monkey off the back, if you want to say that. And, you know, and it's one of those things that's like you show the people that, you know what? Boston can have winners. You know, it doesn't have to be always a second place team behind other big cities. They can bring championships, you know, and I think that it's also part of, it says a lot about the ownership group and the management at the time. You know, they brought in the players that they needed to win the team or win the championship.
You hit on the year prior, 2003, and I think people might forget this, but you obviously pitched against the Red Sox in that 2003 postseason with the Oakland Athletics. It was an incredible five-game series. What were your impressions of the Red Sox at that point after that series? And did you think when you went into the offseason that it could be a good match for you?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously playing in Boston, it doesn't matter, you know, because I'd played there for years before, but playing there even during the regular season, it's always a playoff atmosphere. It was back then, you know, and you get into the playoffs and, you know, when I was with Oakland, we had them right where we wanted them. You know, we were up 2-0 and it's, you know, things didn't work out for me and my green team. But, you know, I think what it did is when I look back on it now, me losing, you know, the Oakland losing in 03 helped start that trend of like, okay, hey, we can do this, right? And after, you know, Boston beat us, we went on and I got home and I remember my dad telling me, he goes, I bet you Boston, you know, after what happened in the next season or the next series, for the, you know, with the Yankees, it's like, he goes, hey, I bet you Boston's going to call. And I'm like, no way, you know, I'm not going to play up in the Northeast. It's, you know, then it probably was like, 2 or 3 days later, my agent called. He goes, hey, I think, you know, I think Boston may be one of those things, you know, because he knew I love being down south where it's hot. And, you know, he says, hey, you know, I think Boston may come knocking. I'm like, huh, interesting. So, you know, it was a change of events, but, you know, it was something that was well worth it.
And the rest, of course, is history. We're chatting with Red Sox legend Keith Foulke as the Red Sox get set to take on the Angels today. First pitch coming up at 4:07 here in the series finale. Keith, people remember that final out the most from the 2004 World Series, but I want to hit on your overall numbers from the 2004 postseason run. You pitched in 11 games. You had 19 strikeouts in 14 innings pitched, and you allowed just one run, so you had an 0.64 ERA. What was it about that postseason overall that had you so locked in?
03 had a lot to do with it. You know, it's one of those things where, unfortunately, once we got to Boston 03, my back was killing me. I was in some pretty serious pain. But it's the failure that helped. It makes you wiser, right? And that's what I kind of touched on a minute ago. Even for the Red Sox in 03, right? Their failure against the Yankees, right? It's what they did against the Oakland. It's like you store that in the back of the head. You're like, hey, okay, you know what? We can do this, right? You know, we came back and beat Oakland in 3, you know, and that's, you have that wisdom. And in 04, you know, it's like, you know what? I'm not going to fail again. I mean, I was so locked in, you know, I had other stuff going off the field, but I was so locked in. Like every pitch was, you know, literally the most important pitch in my life. And I think that's how a lot of the guys felt, you know, it's like, hey, this isn't going to happen again. We dug ourselves a huge hole. It happened in a blink of an eye. But you know what? Screw it. Let's fight back and let's go out and win the next inning. Win the next inning. You know, and everybody went out there, and you know, the tide changed a little bit. We started getting a few breaks, and you know, just ran it off.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And it's amazing, too, because you go 2 2/3 innings in Game 4. David Ortiz hits the walk-off home run. Game 5, you toss an inning in a third. David Ortiz, another walk-off. Game 6 at Yankee Stadium, you strike out Tony Clark on a 3-2 fastball. At this point, you had tossed 5 innings in 3 games in about a 48-hour span. How is your body feeling going into Game 7 at Yankee Stadium with the series tied at 3?
Now, it was, at that point, I was dragging a little bit, you know, and I think it showed in that Game 6 because I think I walked 2 people, maybe, you know, so it was kind of, you know, it was kind of crunch time, but, you know, it's one of those things, again, you kind of reach down and you dig from that experience. It's like, comes a point where it's going to be me or you, right? And, you know, it's like, screw it, let's go. It's, you know, I'm going after him. And, you know, he hit a double off me earlier in the series. And so, you know, it's like, I'm keeping that in mind. And, you know, I know they're always kind of sitting on change up a little bit, you know, it's like reach back and like, all right, this is all I got left. You know, the tank, the needle's bobbing on E, this is all I got left. And you just kind of let that fastball ride and got it by him. And I was pretty happy afterwards.
How nice was it to kick back and relax in Game 7?
Well, eventually, you know, that got to, you know, that was really nice. You know, the boys came out there and they jumped on quick, and it definitely took the, you know, it took some of the edge off, but it's like, again, you know, this is Yankees Red Sox. Anything can happen. And it's not like it was a 15-run lead. I mean, we were only up by, you know, a handful of runs. And especially in that stadium, things can change quick. So it wasn't, you know, really didn't turn it off until kind of late in the game. And once Embry went in, it's like, you know, all right, we're, you know, this is pretty secure. But, you know, the first thing I did when I ran in after that game is I went and found Tito, and I'm like, that should have been me in the game. And he's like, he goes, don't worry about it, son. You'll get your shot.
And you certainly did. And everybody can remember that grounder right back to you. Off the bat of Edgar Renteria. We're chatting with 2004 Red Sox champion Keith Foulk as the Red Sox get set to take on the Angels in the final game of a three-game set coming up at 4:07 today. You know, your career is fascinating, and I remember watching you pitch with that changeup and how dominant a pitch that was. And I've heard you talk about it before, about your time with the White Sox and how important those years were in refining that pitch to be one of the best pitches in all of baseball among relief pitchers. How did that time with the White Sox, those early years, help you become the pitcher that you ended up becoming, being an all-star and, of course, being the closer on the mound for the Red Sox first championship in 86 years?
Well, once I got traded to the White Sox, you know, my little time with the Giants, they really wanted to tinker with me quite a bit, even when I was in the big leagues. And it really kind of it put me on the wrong path. But once I got to the White Sox, you know, they were a much more relaxed organization. They were in the rebuilding phase, so there wasn't a whole lot of pressure. But that internal pressure is like, all right, I'm going to get back to who I was. You know, I came out and finished pretty good in 97, 98, had a decent year, had some shoulder issues. I went and got my shoulder cleaned up in 98. I came back in 99 and probably one of the best spells of my life, where it was almost, it was pretty fun to pitch because I was just so good. I was so locked in, and, you know, Chicago, you know, they had a lot of faith in me. So it's like, you know, I was pitching long relief. I was pitching short, ended up going to closing. But as a young player, I got the opportunity. I had the self-confidence. The team had confidence in me. So it was one of those things where it's like, you know what? When you feel wanted, it's a great place to be. You know, they let me get out there and do my thing. And, you know, fortunately, I was able to take advantage of that.
Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about Tim Wakefield and Stacy Wakefield. They're going to be honored before the game. And, you know, obviously, Tim was such a big part of that 2004 team. Stacy's so a part of the community. Two people that were so a part of this Boston community. When you think of them, what comes to mind?
Oh, all right. Let's see if I can get through this. Well, Wakefield, obviously, he was, you know, he was the backbone of that team for such a long time. You know, it sucks. You know, life sucks sometimes, and sometimes good people get, you know, get hurt. But, you know, it's tough, and he'll be remembered. And, you know, what he did for the team and what he did for the organization is above the top. And to be able to have a wife by his side to help him do that, you know, I feel horrible for the family, but, you know, he'll be in our memory, and, you know, we'll move on.
And obviously he was it's such a big part of that team, Stacy, a part of the community as well. Final thing for you, just being back with your teammates for that home opener, what are you looking most forward to for that time with the 04 teammates being back together at Fenway 20 years since the championship?
Yeah, it'll be, it'll be one of those things, like some of these guys, you know, like, you know, through the Red Sox, you see a lot of these guys, they're always back at the ballpark, but having the whole group back together, and, you know, the 10-year was cool, but all of a sudden it's like, you know, now most of us are in our late 40s, 50s, you know, it's one of those things where it'll be good just to sit around and tell stories and see faces and, you know, and just be around the boys again. Yeah, that's one of the things you miss when you retire is the locker room camaraderie. You know, those are your brothers, and you know, it's tough to kind of be set out in the world and like, damn, I'm alone. I don't have those kinds of friends, teammates out in the regular world. You know, people just don't understand.
And you guys will be remembered for the test of the rest of time, especially for what you did for this region. And it's so great to talk to you, Keith. Thank you so much for the time. Looking forward to seeing you and the rest of the group at Fenway on Tuesday. Should be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it. I can't wait to see the fans, be around them.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.